our Bauman no food conversation in this segment.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk soccer.
No, we're not doing that either. This is Bauman's deal. What are we doing?
Who wants to get rich? And Giddens is going first.
Who wants to get rich?
I do.
Where are we at?
That's why I eat leftovers instead of going out to eat all the time.
You ought to be a millionaire then.
We talked about it last week, how usually you start at $100, but to make this game a little bit more difficult and not have the same easy questions every week, we decided every 3 weeks we're going to stop, and wherever your highest point is, that's where you're going to start from then on. And right now you both reached $8,000. David did it in the first week. Gins did it in the second week.
So we're at $8,000, and we're going to start with hard questions. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
$8,000 yep. Questions.
Okay.
Still get two misses and
two 50-50s. Yes.
I'm going to use both 50-50s in one time.
And Giddens, just to recap, Giddens is at $13,000 and David is at $10,000.
How'd you say we were at $8,000?
$8,000 was the best we did in a single week. Our 3 week combined totals are what you just said.
Okay. I got you. I was
and
a
Giddens got to look at some of your questions yesterday.
I'm sure.
I didn't look at mine. I looked at yours.
He looked at his too.
No. I made sure he went away.
Well,
I tried my hardest to cheat.
I know.
Let me.
I know what I'm going to have to name the formula for some kind of gas or something. So go ahead.
The formula for gas.
And if it's at Giddens' house, I can tell you the formula. Eat something about
chicken,
2 years old.
Chicken cauliflower bait. That's the
2 years old. That's the formula. But it's not going to be gas. It's going to be liquid.
Mm. What about solid?
No, it'll be liquid. Both ends. Go ahead, Bob.
$8,000, Giddens.
All right.
Which U.S. president signed the Marshall Plan into law in 1948?
The what?
The Marshall Plan into law.
What is the Marshall Plan? What
it keeps people from eating things over a year old.
I repeal it.
The big tip here is 1948. If you studied your presidents like you said you would last week, you would know.
Did I say that?
You did.
You did.
I forgot.
He was too busy eating.
Yeah.
A. Harry S. Truman. B. Dwight D. Eisenhower. C. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Or D. John F. Kennedy.
Say them again.
Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Roosevelt. Franklin D. Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy. The year is 1948.
50-50.
That ain't going to help you none.
Harry S. Truman and John F. Kennedy.
Are correct? Are those the ones
those
that
are
go?
Correct. Those are the correct ones.
Okay.
Or the 250-50. One of those
that
is correct.
That should make it easier.
I'm going to take it. Truman. Final answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Kennedy didn't come along until almost the 60s, was it?
Yeah, 60s. Yeah.
Now you're at 16. And by the way, you have to get to, I think, 32 to lock in now.
Okay.
So you have to get, was that three
questions right?
These rules
that we
right.
get as we go along?
Yeah.
What it is he never thought we would get to 32.
which novel features the character Reverend Arthur Dimmesdale? A, the House of Seven Gables. B, the Scarlet Letter. C, the Minister's Wooing. D, the Blithedale Romance.
Read them again.
You want a phone, Celia?
Read them
The House
again.
Of Seven Gables, the Scarlet Letter, the Minister's Wooing, the Blithedale Romance.
Well, I've only ever heard of one of those novels.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with B, Scarlet Letter, final
Correct.
Answer.
If you're wondering, that's the guy that was, I believe, the father of the child in that book that led to her getting a Scarlet Letter.
It's been a long time since I read it, but that's the only one I heard of. So I just thought, hey, I don't even know if those other books are real or not.
Celia will be mad at you.
She normally is.
She stays mad at him for what he eats out of the refrigerator.
$32,000. This is your lock-in here. If you get here, you're locked in at 32 the rest of the day.
Okay.
Which scientist discovered infrared radiation in 1800? A. Joseph Fourier. B. William Herschel. C. Humphrey Davy. D. Michael Faraday.
Read them again.
A. Joseph Fourier.
You gotta start listening.
I am listening.
A. Joseph Fourier. B. William Herschel. D. C. Humphrey Davy. D. Michael Faraday.
I have no idea.
1800 infrared radiation.
There's one that I believe it is not, and then the other three I do not know. I could just stop here and lock in with, what, 16,000?
He's thinking he's not going to get any higher than that.
You got a 50-50 and two wrong shots. That's,
yeah, like, but I don't think the 50-50 is going to help me.
Yeah, but you only go back to 8,000.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only one question above that. Take a shot at it, Bubba.
Give me a 50-50.
William Herschel and Humphrey Davy.
William Herschel, final answer.
Yes.
All right.
I knew that one to begin with, I do believe.
So now Giddens has only
had... I never heard any of it. It's a shot in the dark.
So realistically, you can guess this one and be okay.
Yeah and you can... You got two misses.
No, he's got one.
No, I haven't missed yet.
Yeah, so you're good, Giddens.
I mean, I don't have any 50-50 left.
Right. I mean, take a shot at it.
Just start guessing.
Be bold.
Yeah. If I get one right, then I'm taking the money.
Which physicist received the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics primarily for explaining the photoelectric effect? A. Niels Bohr. B. Max Planck. C. Albert Einstein. D. Ernest Rutherford.
Read the choices again.
A. Niels Bohr. B. Max Planck. C. Albert Einstein. D. Ernest Rutherford.
Come, you can't hear them the first time, dude.
In his defense, these names are kind of hard to read.
I
gotta
hear those names again. I don't know. B. Max Planck, final answer.
Incorrect.
I can tell you. D.
No, is Albert Einstein.
Huh.
Thought he was way before then.
I mean, he did a lot.
Yeah, but in 1921, I thought he was in the 1800s.
He would have been younger at that point.
Yeah.
No, he was. He helped. Albert Einstein helped with
the atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb in the 40s.
Okay,
and he was old then.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Go ahead. Maybe I'm thinking of.
You're back at 32, Giddens.
I think I was thinking of Thomas Edison.
Maybe 32,000. You're got that regardless. Even if you get this one wrong,
I basically just get two more guesses. Right?
Yeah.
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 Which U.S. state contains Mammoth Cave National Park? A. Tennessee. B. Kentucky. C. Missouri. D. Virginia.
Mammoth Cave Park.
National Park.
National Park.
You said Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, and Virginia.
Yeah.
We'll go with A, Tennessee, final answer.
Incorrect. It was Kentucky.
Almost said Kentucky.
So he's at 32,000.
Yeah, this is his last chance. Yeah.
Now, if I miss this, I still do. I get to keep 32.
You
have a choice.
You get to keep 32.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Whether I get it right or not, but if I get it right, then I need to consider taking the money.
Yeah. Which country is home to the city of Sarajevo? A. Croatia. B. Serbia. C. Bosnia and Herzegovina. D. Montenegro.
Oh, man, I'm going to feel bad if I miss this one. Sarajevo.
Yes.
I think it's Bosnia.
Yes, so now he's locked in at 32.
Okay.
So if you don't want to do this one, you're just 32.
Okay.
Which U.S. state is home to Shenandoah National Park? A, Virginia. B, West Virginia. C, North Carolina. D, Tennessee.
There's really no point in not guessing this, right? I'm getting 32 either way.
You might as well guess.
So you said Virginia, West Virginia,
North Carolina, and Tennessee.
I think it's West Virginia.
Nope.
Virginia.
Yep.
Ah.
So Giddens is now
32.
Now, I know that I'm fixing to struggle because both of these have seen the answers. They picked out the ones that are the hardest. I think they have a company meeting on what questions I get asked.
We do.
And which ones Giddens gets to see that he gets asked.
That's correct.
I mean, he's not that good of a guesser, folks, if he can eat something out of his refrigerator.
That's what gave me the strength to be able to.
No.
And the fortitude.
No. Yeah. Fortitude. That is more like substitute.
Substitute.
Yeah, sitting on the. Well,
subterfuge.
Yeah, subterfuge. All right. I'm ready.
8,000, David. Same as Giddens. Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1957, the first federal civil rights law passed since Reconstruction? A. Harry S. Truman. B. Dwight D. Eisenhower. C. John F. Kennedy. D. Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'm going to miss this probably.
You
and
can
if
use
I miss
50-50. Huh? You can use your 50-50.
But if I miss it, I'm done, right?
No, you got two misses.
Two misses.
I'm going to say it's Franklin D. Roosevelt.
That wasn't an option.
No, I thought. No. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes. I was like, that's what
it was. Lock it in. Lock it in. E.
I don't know why.
E final answer.
I don't know why I said that. I was thinking Eisenhower was out of
the
whole
time.
You
haven't used anything yet.
All right, so I'm at 16.
Yeah, you're at 16.
All right.
Which mountain range stretches along the western edge of South America? A, Alps. B, Andes. C, Rockies. D, Atlas.
That would be the Andes.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
David is cooking right now.
He's cooking. Let him cook.
With Crisco, and I'm cooking some year-old chicken. Let's go.
Which explorer first crossed the Antarctic Circle? A, James Cook. B, Ernest Shackleton. C, Roald Amundsen. D, Robert Falcon Scott. And if you miss this one, you go all the way back down to 8.
Let's take a 50-50, and I know you're going to tell me the two that I know it's not it.
James Cook and Robert Falcon Scott.
I knew it. Those were the two that I thought it was. I honestly am going to go with my gut. What I thought it was to begin with was James Cook.
Yes.
Yeah, lock
wow,
it in.
David.
Still has two misses and one 50-50 left.
And he's locked in at 32 already.
And where did you end up?
32.
No, you're in trouble.
Smoke your butt.
Which scientist first isolated the element of radium? A, Ernest Rutherford. B, Dmitri Mendeleev. C, Marie Curie. D, Enrico Fermi. Probably butchered those names.
What was C?
Marie Curie.
Give me all of them one more time.
Ernest Rutherford, Dmitri Mendeleev, C, Marie Curie. D, Enrico Fermi. And I probably butchered those names horribly.
And I can't go backwards if I miss this.
You just be back to 32.
I'm going Rutherford.
No, it was Marie Curie. Back at 32.
You know what her name was? Madame Curie.
Yeah.
I should have known that. And that was the other one that I thought was. That's the reason I didn't ask for a
50-50. Still had it. Yeah, you still had that.
Because I knew he would say Rutherford and Curie, and then I would have been back to the same place. All right. So I'm what, at 32? Yeah, and now I have. 32.
You have a miss and a 50-50.
All right. All I got to do is get one more correct, and I'm past him.
Yeah. But you got to
get two more correct.
Two more correct.
Yeah.
Now, I'm at 32 now. That's where he is.
But if you get it right.
That's what I'm saying. I just need to get one more right, and I go forward.
No, because I got one right and was still 32.
Yeah. These are $32,000 questions.
All right. I know I'm
Which U.S. state contains Hot Springs National Park? A, Tennessee. B, Arkansas. C, Missouri. D, Oklahoma.
That would be B, Arkansas.
Yes.
You knew that one.
So where am I at?
I'm at 64.
This is 4.
464.
Which civilization built the city of Knossos on the island of Crete? A, Mycenaean. B, Minoan. C, Phoenician. D, Dorian. And you have 50-50 and a miss left. And you probably need to answer this regardless.
Let's do 50-50.
Minoan and Phoenician.
I'm going to say that's Phoenician.
Incorrect.
I knew it was Minoan. All right, so I'm back to 32.
Next wrong answer, you're locked at 32.
You're in the same situation as me. You just answer and see what happens.
Which U.S. president signed the Lend-Lease Act into law? A, Harry S. Truman. B, Dwight D. Eisenhower. C, Woodrow Wilson. D, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That would be C, Woodrow Wilson.
No, sir.
So I'm back to 32.
You got 32
and
as well.
I'm done.
Yeah. We both got 32.
Who was that? Hang on, don't tell me. Was that Roosevelt?
Yes.
Thought so. All right. So he's still 5,000 ahead of me.
3,000.
3,000.
3,000.
I've got 45 and you got 42. We got a lot more money than we had the last couple weeks.
He needs to pay up. I'm ready to cash out. I don't know about you.
You're asking the wrong person at Radio
Alabama.
I'm ready
to cash out. I don't think there is a person we can ask that here.